Yes, you do that all the time to me.
Yeah.
Those make no sense, those little ones.
So how optimistic are you that maybe Danny Jimenez is only 15 days to come back?
Yeah, you know, for Danny, obviously we're going to make sure he's 100%. You know, take our time through these next 15 days and get him built back up. And then obviously have to assess where he's at from that strength standpoint and before we start playing catch again.
Do you know what the severity
of this? Well, we had an MRI. There's nothing structurally damaged, so that's a good sign. And again, I know we diagnosed it as just a right shoulder strain.
Yeah. Who is going to be your potential closer now that Danny is down?
Well, I think we'll look at it each night and do our best job to give ourselves a good matchup down there and see, as we did early, how each individual handles that ninth inning and utilize it just for the best matchups we can.
Is AJ a possibility?
Yeah, I think AJ is definitely a possibility. He's pitched well enough this year. There's other guys as well that you can look at. Zach Jackson's pitched well in the leverage roles. Domingo Acevedo's pitched well. So, I think each night we'll just take it individually, game by game, and see where we're at. Availability also plays a factor in that as well.
Nick Allen and Shelton Noisy back both seem to be surrounded pretty well down here. Just kind of your reports.
Yeah, both players. Obviously, Sheldon, I think, was a player of the week. And the message is, again, when Sheldon was sent down, was to go perform, continue to perform, and get that confidence back, get that swing back. And he's done that, so he's earned his opportunity to get back here. And on Nick's side, same message was sent. Nick's performed down there. And at this point, gives us an opportunity to see him as short. Give Elvis a blow. We were in a stretch here again. We're 16 days in a row, and it's hot today. You can feel this weather. We're going into Kansas City, where it's supposed to be extremely warm, and we've got maybe 6 day games in front of us. So there'll be an opportunity to get Nick into play some short as well.
I was going to ask you about that stretch. How do you kind of weigh who needs? Are there more check-ins with the guys on? Do you need a break or get them out early if that possibility is there?
Yeah, I think you definitely look at the workload, which we did the beginning of the year when we started out and played, I think, 40 games in 42 days or whatever that stretch was. So we're in the middle of the year now. Where there's some wear and tear on guys, and we'll make sure we stay on top of that with them and communicate, daily on recovery and not only with the players but with the training staff as well.
Nick has obviously been up a couple of times, but didn't get a super long look. Is there a sense of maybe get a longer look this time, or is there a chance of maybe some more regular?
Yeah, I think there's definitely opportunity for Nick here. Moving him in between second and short, and giving him an opportunity to be here for a while. But we also, we're evaluated. We got to perform. We got to win games. So that side of it plays into the evaluation as well.
What was it, I guess, when you guys weren't seeing, or when you sent him down the last time, what was it that you were seeing more of? What was kind of the message?
You want me to be honest? I don't remember that message last time we sent Nick down.
What would you like to see more of, I guess?
I think just, for Nick offensively, just continuing to do what he's been capable of doing at Triple-A, which is, hitting line drives, staying with that approach. Defensively, getting his feet on the ground and just being more comfortable, I think, the memory I have in my mind is that he felt a little rushed. Everything was quick. There was a little more anxiety level than we've seen in the past with Nick's defense. And so I think that's kind of what we're looking for this time is a more comfortable, relaxed, defensive player. And from the offensive standpoint, I know he's been taking his walks, he's been getting into counts. So I think the continuation of what he's done in AAA.
What are some of the things you'd like to see out of Luis Barrera in Las Vegas for him to earn another chance here?
Yeah, you know, Luis, from that standpoint, just go perform, go play. Similar messages to Sheldon. You know, your opportunities still exist here. We're going to continue to turn this roster over and get looks at guys, get extended looks at guys, get shorter looks at guys based on performance. And I think that's the message for Luis, was just he's done what we've asked him here in terms of the short time frame and to go basically play and go perform.
Right-handed hitting infielders who kind of shuffle in between those spots. How do you balance the playing time there, or is that a situation where guys have a chance to maybe win more playing time?
Well, I think I alluded to it early, and just in terms of workload, in terms of managing, you know, Elvis's workload. He's played a lot over the last few weeks, you know, and giving him a blow, you know, assessing from, you know, Jonah's side, he's been performing, he's been hitting, his bat's been, you know, I would say just a positive in our lineup, you know, and so we'll utilize those three spots. To kind of get guys opportunity, get guys days off, get guys their best matchups, and then also from our standpoint, you know, evaluate them for that long term in terms of Nick, in terms of Jonah, and the younger guys.
Is goal being out for all, is that still a loss for you guys?
You know, so I can't necessarily speak on the COVID side for Mole. It could be a shorter window based on test results. I can't speak about the test results, but you know, I know he's in those COVID protocols now. So that's all I can give you from Sam's side.
Have you heard about Steve?
You know, Kirby's throwing the ball well in AAA. I think, you know, we're looking for him to fulfill that role again, that left-handed role. In the bullpen, he's got an opportunity to go out and perform and pitch to stay there.
All right.
I got that first group of BP, so let's go, Kenny.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.